sitting at my table.
Dignity.
Security.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Respect.
Justice.
Justice.
Justice. Justice.
Justice.
Equality.
Equality.
Remedy.
And protection.
Fairness.
Fair time.
Right.
Well.
Peace.
Movement.
This is my mistake, and let me make it good. I raised the wall, and I will be the one to knock it down.
Asylum.
Identity.
Family.
Home.
Conscience.
Expression.
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 Participation.
Democracy.
Welfare.
Work.
Work.
Leisure.
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 Health.
Education.
Progress.
Culture.
Human rights.
Charter Dana.
Solidarity.
Fill in the border. I raised the wall, and I'm the only one. I will be the one to knock it down.
Good afternoon to all our listeners on CJTR Community Radio at 91.3 FM, and welcome to everyone tuning in over the internet at cjtr.ca. Welcome to Human Rights Radio, hosted weekly by Amnesty International Volunteers, who are a worldwide movement of people dedicated to the promotion of human rights and the safety of all human beings. We're building a world in which every person enjoys the rights included in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other human rights standards. Our theme song is titled 30 Words, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, written and performed by R.E.M. and a collection of musicians from around the world. My name is Jim Hutchings, and this week I'm joined by my co-host, Brian Boqueza. Welcome, Brian.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And we're here kind of flying on our own today, and we're going to talk about a few things. The first thing we want to talk about, though, is an event that Brian and I both had the pleasure of attending yesterday, and that was the Stolen Sisters event.
Yes, that was a really good event that happened at the First Nation University. Really good turnout, and I believe that the message was really, really brought out there, Jim.
And I counted myself really lucky. I wasn't thinking that I was going to be able to make the whole thing, but I was able to, and got there in time for, there was a pipe ceremony, which was very moving, and followed by a feast. And the feast has its own protocol and procedure, which is interesting in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting community affair.
Oh, yes, definitely. And then after that, that's when we had the vigil. And there was a good turnout, like we mentioned a little earlier. It was a little chilly, but I thought the event was so well organized, and the word really was spread out there in the community.
We had been warned, mm-hmm. That it was going to be outside, and the weather was promising to be a little cool. And it was suggested that we wear warm clothing. And we did,
mm-hmm.
and most of us did.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of ran out the door, and so I was cool. But the whole ceremony was very meaningful and very worthwhile. I think basically what it does is continue to reinforce the message that there's a huge problem in this country and in our own province with the disappearance and murders of Aboriginal women, and it continues to happen, and And there are so many families that have been hurt by these events and continue to suffer because they have no closure. They don't know where their loved ones have ended up and what has happened to them. So we're pressing the various governments and police forces to step up their efforts and do a better job in trying to bring this to an end. I believe I should have some statistics in front of me, but I think Aboriginal women are 5 times more likely to experience violence than non-Aboriginal women.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that has to stop.
Yeah, and the message and messages and the actual stories that was presented during the night, you could really feel what those stories meant to those people, because they were relating it firsthand, and it was really a moving event. I think we need to gather more into these kind of situations, and like you said, promote the awareness out there and just call on the various organizations to really ramp up their causes and continue on the work. Yeah.
And in terms of our own police force, it should be noted that the Regina Police Force has taken part in and has been very, very much in the forefront of organizing these vigils, and their participation is recognized and valued, and they're certainly doing as much as they can and trying to improve their response to these situations. So, and actually Chief Hagel was there, you know, their representation was quite evident, and they even had, I was not aware that they had, the police services had their own ceremonial teepee,
mm-hmm.
which was set up and had been set up there for the day, and I believe there was a fire burning there. We could see the smoke coming out of the teepee throughout the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I suppose enough said about that. It was an excellent event and well attended, and we had hot chocolate to finish things off with. So that was great. That was welcome. So we have a busy week coming up, Brian.
Yes, we have Get Active with Amnesty, and Get Active with Amnesty is going to be running through the week, starting from the 9th, which is a Tuesday. And we're going to start off with a film festival for 4 days. And then to wrap that up, we actually have a conference as well. So what we're going to do today is that we're going to talk about some of these films in more detail. And obviously, we'd also like to cover the conference on a whole and some of the general activities that people can participate in, because there are going to be a number of workshops that I think is going to be really, really interesting and exciting. We've got panel discussions. We've also got our keynote speaker, who is Sarah Beamish, who is the president of Amnesty International Canada. And then, yes, so that's how we're going to get started on it. Initially, we'd like to talk about the film festival. And that, as I mentioned, starts off and kicks off on Tuesday, October the 9th. And the thing is with the festival, the film festival, is that we have lunch film festivals and dinner film festivals. Yeah, and all our lunch films are going to be shown in the Saskatchewan Film Pool Cooperative. Right, Jim?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be from...
And that's on Scarth Street, right?
Yes, Scarth Street, exactly. Yeah. 1822 Scarth Street, to be exact.
Okay.
And they're only 30 minutes short, so I'm sure anyone can just pop in, watch it, and as long as they bring a bag of lunch, they'll be able to enjoy the film, and it's all free.
Okay, we've got... That's excellent. that's one thing we want to emphasize here. The films are free.
And even the conference is
free. The conference
too.
Is free.
Mm-hmm. So this whole event, this whole Get Active event, Get Active with Amnesty event, is a free event.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to get the word out there and obviously promote the cause of Amnesty into the whole local community. Yeah,
I think the only thing that you're going to be paying for is if, I think there's a breakfast at the conference. And
mm-hmm.
So, of course, you're going to have to pay for that if you're interested in that breakfast at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's one of the first films? What is the first film that...
Well, on Tuesday, the first lunch film is called Breaking Open Burma. And the film covers the story of freedom of the press in Burma. As we know, Burma has been under military rule since the 1960s. Although, despite that, journalists have been adamant in promoting their cause of reporting different various views and everything. So this is the story of some of these journalists.
Okay, we're going to make an attempt here to play some of the trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're gonna actually play the trailer for Breaking Open Burma.
And where there are captions, I'm going to read the captions.
Mm-hmm. Because most of the movies, well, this movie in particular is not going to be. It's going to have subtitles, but for the purpose of playing it over the radio.
Yeah, and if you want to watch these trailers yourself, you can just go to Amnesty Saskatchewan and then look for what's the name of our event?
It's Get Active.
Get Active.
Yeah. Get Active with Amnesty.
And then you'll see the links to get to the conference and the film festival and you'll find these various things. That's what I did. So we're going to try this first one here, and like I say, I'll read the captions here for you. And we've got it going. It looks... Oh, just a second. There we go. On March 5th, 1962, after announcing military... Oh, these guys are doing it way too fast. Let me just stop here a second. how am I going to do this? Doesn't want to back up. Oh, all right. We'll do it this way. On March 5th, 1962, Burma's general... And I'm not sure how you pronounce his name there. He held a press conference, and after announcing military rule, he walked out of the room. But Burma's... But Burma's journalists never walked away. There was a story to tell. Anyway, the film is entitled Freedom of the Press, coming soon to a dictatorship near you. And how long did we say it was?
The film is actually for 30 minutes.
I think it'd be more effective if you went and checked out that film clip yourself. I thought I could read fast enough, but that turned out to be not the case. Alrighty, so how about Wednesday? What's happening on Wednesday?
And on Wednesday, we have the movie called Education Under Fire during the afternoons. And that's also, as we mentioned, the Saskatchewan Film Pool Cooperative. The film itself profiles the growth and struggle and inspiring spirit of the Baha'i Institute of Higher Learning, where the Baha'is in Iran have been subjected to systematic persecutions, including arrest, torture, and execution simply for refusing to recant their beliefs. So that's been in place ever since the Islamic Revolution, and even before that, but particularly during that stage of the Iranians' history.
Okay, well, we'll have a go. This time we'll play an MP3 file.
Mm-hmm.
That might work a little better here for us. We're hoping. Here we go.
There was always this chance of getting arrested or getting questioned and getting detained.
There are people who have been arrested who I know very closely, and they are in prison and their families haven't heard from them, and their only charge is education.
Baha'is in Iran have been consistently denied the right to access to higher education. And this is clearly a violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights.
During the Shah, there was persecution of Baha'is, but it was limited. But after the revolution, it became the hidden agenda of the government. The plan was to deprive Baha'is from any cultural or economical progress.
On the 21st of May 2011, all across Iran, there was a simultaneous raid in homes in the wee hours of the morning. It was a planned attack on the Baha'i Institute of Higher Education. Equipment was confiscated, photocopy machines, computers, books, and then eventually individuals were just arrested.
It's really unprecedented anywhere in the world to find an entire community systematically excluded from right to education. The Baha'is have been the target of such a treatment. In order to counter this and provide opportunities for their youth to have college education, to gain university access, they have created alternative institutions.
And it amazingly worked, that sense of collaboration of people together. We were all there for the same reason, to learn.
Education is one of the most fundamental civil rights of any human being within any polity, within any republic. What the Baha'i Institute for Higher Education has done in Iran is nothing short of a miracle.
Nobody can ban me from being a human being. Nobody can ban me from learning.
Okay, so that is Education
Under Fire.
Under Fire. Mm-hmm. So that is in about the Baha'is in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Sounds very interesting. So what's next up on the lunch hour films?
Well, on Thursday afternoon, we have Out in the Cold, and this is more closer to home. It's actually a story that was inspired by the freezing deaths of several First Nation men in Saskatoon, allegedly as a result of a starlight tour. The non-sanctioned police practice of taking individuals to isolated edge of town and abandoning them to the elements. In 2001, Amnesty International included the freezing deaths in the report of international human rights abuses.
Okay, and I don't think there's a trailer for that, right?
We don't have a trailer for that.
Okay. Mm. And of course, that's a situation with that people in Saskatchewan, unfortunately, we're quite familiar with. And the city of Saskatoon has been really working hard to change things up in their police force. And from the sound of things, I think they've been reasonably successful. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would agree they're not all the way there yet, but they're really working hard to make the changes that are required to address this terrible issue. And just to refresh everyone's memory, it was a common, or not an uncommon practice anyway, in the middle of winter on some very, very cold days, for whatever reason, and it's hard to understand just exactly what the motivation was here, they would bring a First Nations person out to some remote part of the city where it was really cold and not necessarily dressed properly and just leave them there. And unfortunately, deaths resulted. So this, I imagine, is the story of how that was dealt with, the sort of things that resulted, and well worth seeing.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And as I said, it's closer to home. This issue is way closer to home.
Very much so.
And hopefully by the promotion of this movie, that the word gets out there more. And this is what we're trying to do with Amnesty. We're trying to just get the word out there on it, on numerous yeah, human rights issues.
And I have to repeat that, in this particular instance, it's been dealt with, but it's, what we're talking about is it's symptomatic of a problem that we're continuing to deal with in our society.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what's up next?
And on Friday, which is the last day for the lunch movies, we have Poison Under Fire, and also a short film which is also close to home, Justice for the
Lubicon Creek.
That's only a 5-minute movie. Mm-hmm. But Poison Under Fire is actually a full 28-minute movie, and that's about the Niger Delta. I think, Jim, you've got a trailer for that.
So I should be able to find it here, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's see how I do. I
think we have it. Yes, there you go.
Okay, here we are.
We have a belief that the air, water, space here is occupied by the gods. I used to go to the river and meditate most morning, but now you cannot, because gas and oil exploration has driven away these gods so far away.
In 1956, a Shell drilled the first oil well in the delta in a village called Oloibe. Today, Nigeria is the 8th biggest oil exporter in the world.
I don't think it's anything we can be proud of, because this oil was discovered in the delta. People have no peace.
Land where the milk and the honey flows. The glory of Nigeria, the pride of Africa, never living in the dark.
This fuel where Anna they use, this fuel now from this our area. Now we they make Nigeria self rich, but if you come to the Niger Delta, you cannot see anything, single of anything, especially the environment. We don't have where to live, we don't have better hospital, we don't have anything. And now when they look, this oil, all these things the one they use, me while they talk now from my area gone, but see the condition why they, I be illiterate, I don't even go to school because of school fees.
This is crude oil, all over the bush and, in fact, all the surrounding streams and rivers.
There have been 5,000 major oil spills in the delta in 50 years. 1.5 million tons of oil has been discharged into the creeks, farms and forests. That is like one Exxon Valdez disaster every year, for 50 years.
You lose taste, your tongue, you won't even feel your lips, and it itches. Even at night, you can't sleep, you'll be scratching your skin.
Poison fire. See a storm. Inside the fire, a cyclone.
Gas flaring in Nigeria releases as much greenhouse gases as 18 million cars.
We mean business and we want justice. We want the gas flaring to stop. Not only that, we want the oil companies to stop operation in the Niger Delta.
I think oil should be a blessing, not curse to our land. But I think it's a curse to our land now. You can see our land now. Nothing to show for it. Is it like that in Netherlands, in England, in the Western world? We are dying here.
What should do, it should be a campaign. Everybody just goes in front of the oil companies, strip off their clothes, and pee on their floor. That would be very good.
Where are you from?
Nigeria.
From Bayelsa State as well.
And my wish is for you people to stop gas flaring. It's dangerous.
No problem. But I come back to that in the meeting, even in my initial words, I will say it was something. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you.
Shaking hands with Jerome van der Veel, the CEO of Shell.
Yes, sir. Out of mouth.
Okay, that was what was the title of that one, Brian?
That one in particular was the Poison Fire movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we've got time for a little break here, and I'm going to play one of my favorite Michael Franti tunes, and then we'll get back at it here. So we'll take our break here right now.
This one's dedicated to all the freaky people out there. All us lovely freaks and weirdos. We're just trying to make it through life, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's rough out there. Just try to keep a sense of humor. Try to stay human, you know what I'm saying? Starvation is a creation of the devil, a rebel. I'm bringing food to the people like a widow. Bringing flowers to a grave in the middle of the city. Isolation is a riddle. To be surrounded by a million other people, but feel alone like a tree in the desert. Dried up like the skin of a lizard, but full of color like the spots of a leopard. Drum and bass pull me in like a shepherd. Scratch my itch like a needle on a record. Full of life like a man going to Mecca. Sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low but I'm like a lion roaring. Baritone like a Robeson recording. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning. Morning. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be booming. Be resistant the negativity, we keep it at a distance. Call for backup and I give you some assistance. Like a lifesaver deep in the ocean. Stay afloat here upon the funky motion. Rock and roll upon the waves of the season. Hold your breath and your underwater breathing. To be rhyming without a real reason is to claim but not to practice a religion. If television is the drug of the nation, satellite is immaculate reception. Beaming in, they can look and they can listen. So you see, don't believe in the system to legalize you or give you your freedom. You want rights? Ask them, they'll read them. But every flower got a right to be blooming. Stay human, because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world.
All the freaky people make the beauty of the world.
Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world.
All the freaky people make the beauty of the world.
Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Is the moment in time we find that we can open up a heart that's locked or been broken by the pain of words not spoken, nor shot by guns or still smoking. Cartwrights out on the Ponderosa or drive by banging Testarossa. We need to heed the words of Dalai Lama, or at least the words of your mama. Take a mental trip to the Bahamas, steam your body in the stereo sauna, sauna. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. And every box got a right to be booming. And every child got a right to be zooming. Every voice got a right to be Scooby-Dooing. Scooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby
Oh, that's kind of abrupt. That's what you get from playing off YouTube. Just all of a sudden, it's gone. Anyway, that's my favorite Michael Franti, or one of my very favorite Michael Franti, and all the freaky people make the music of the world. One thing we've got left on the list of lunchtime movies or videos is Lubicon Cree. And it's a fairly short one, so I'm just going to play the first minute of the sound from that, just to give you an idea if you're not familiar. So we'll fire that up right now.
I know my children and my grandchildren deserve what's rightfully theirs, and that's this land.
There was everything in here. You name it. Squirrel, moose, deer, coyote, bear, wolf. It was all here, you know.
You know, a lot of the older people who have taken this fight to protect our land and save our land have left us, so that puts us in a situation with a bigger burden to continue that fight. And they've always stated that we've got to keep our land alive. For us, it's not a question of asking for land. We know it's our land. The problem is the province figures it's theirs, and they keep issuing licenses, permits to the oil and gas industry and also to the logging industry.
Well, we're in the heart of Lubicon land here, and they built this sour gas plant here. Then them trucks that you've seen coming in here, they go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It happened soon after they come here, when there was 400 pump jacks that surrounded my people. Then they start having, our women start having problems with carrying babies. Like, out of 21 pregnancies, there was 19 stillbirths. This is what's doing it.
There are no human rights here. They don't exist. And the proof is in our graveyards. We've lost our children and our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters. There used to be just a few graves, like from 1978 and prior. But when they opened the road, that's their progress, and their graveyards are full now.
There's probably over half of the population is on welfare. There's a lot of drinking, alcohol, drugs, prescription abuse, they called all that stuff.
Okay, I'm gonna just cut it off of that, or we'll be listening to the whole soundtrack. Mm-hmm. It's actually not a very long video, but a very powerful one, and I think that anybody that has a look at it will realize the dire situation that the Lubicon Cree find themselves in up at the Fort Mac area. So that's it for lunchtime films.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening in the evening films?
During the evening films, we've got 3 days of films that will be shown on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The first film is actually called The Heart Becomes. And that's about the exploration of how lives were changed by the Union Carbide gas strategy. Tragedy in the 1984 in Bhopal, India.
Bhopal, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's one of the world's worst industrial disasters.
Yeah, and one for which Union Carbide, of course, Union Carbide no longer exists. And
yeah.
But they did not take responsibility for that particular accident. You know, very little in the way of reparations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the film will basically focus on seven individuals whose lives were really changed by the whole tragic event, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's going to be a powerful movie, that's for sure. That will be That will be shown on this, like I mentioned, Tuesday the 9th. Okay. But that's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Cathedral Neighborhood Center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be at 13th Avenue.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. And the next day, on Wednesday, we have our next movie, which will also be showcased at the Saskatchewan Film Pool Cooperative. It's going to be also at 7 o'clock. It's called Senorita Extraviada. And I think we have a small MP3 on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And this is going to be about, this is actually about the story of hundreds of young women who have been kidnapped, raped, and murdered in Juarez, Mexico, from 1993 until today.
But what's the title of that? Is it?
It says Senorita.
Oh, okay. I think I've got it here.
Extraviada.
Oh, is this going to be in Spanish?
It's going to be in Spanish.
So if you speak, this is short.
I know my children and my grandchildren deserve...
That's wrong. Just a second. There we go.
Ellas trabajaban, laboraban en una maquiladora como operadora de producción. Al salir de la maquiladora a las 3:45, no regresó a casa y no llegó.
Sagrario's mother told me that someone at the maquiladora changed her daughter's schedule. And as a result, she left work that day alone, without the protection of her family.
Si tú revisas el caso de Sagrario, a Sagrario le sacaron varias fotos antes de que se la llevaran probablemente. En la maquila es muy común que a ti vayan y te tomen fotos de cuerpo entero. Hay fotógrafos los viernes cuando te pagan. Y a ver, modele, revisa las fotos que le sacaron a Sagrario. Y parece una modelo. Entonces, yo decía, bueno, hay que buscarle también por ese lado. Porque hasta donde yo tengo entendido, las escogen por fotografía.
Pues no sé, yo sabía que algo malo estaba pasando.
Well, it's mostly in Spanish, so I think we'll cut it off there. Mm-hmm. And of course, it will have subtitles.
The films will all the films that aren't in English will have subtitles while we're showcasing them. Yep.
Right. Okay, so what's happening next?
And our last day for the evening films will be on Thursday. That'll be Thursday, October the 11th at 7 p.m. And that will be in Theater 119 of the University of Regina Research and Innovation Center. And the name of the film is Cultures of Resistance.
Ah.
Yeah. And what we could do is the film will start off with an MP3, but we could read this out for you just as a start off for the film. Okay. And
so I'll start this off here then?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll read this off.
Okay.
Just, this is the part that's in caption in the trailer. So before we play it, I'll read this out.
Okay.
And then we can play it. Resistance is not a politics, but a culture. Resistance shouldn't be anything. I mean, shouldn't be against something. But it should create something on its own.
Okay, so we'll play the clip here.
Joao는 정치가 아니라 문화입니다. 어떤 것에 대한 저항이 아니라 자기 자신이 하나 어떤 것을 만들어야 되죠.
فل موت بدي اعرفش عدد الموت هون مش سامع ولا صوت اس التليفون اسأل لانه ولا حد سائل سواء سياسي او دبلوماسي قاعدين على الكراسي وبتحدثوا بروحوا بحطوا روسهم وبتمددوا والبيوت في لبنان وغزة عم بتهدفوا اجا الوقت نفع مقبوس لكل العالم لانه راح يضل يحكي عمره ما حياما فايش Não dá para assistir esse tipo de barbaridade. Não dá para assistir as pessoas sendo assassinadas desse jeito e não sentir nada.
Le désespoir, évidemment, il faut qu'il soit actif. Mais c'est peut-être l'aiguillon de l'activité.
La poesía no derroca gobierno, pero sí abre conciencias y corazones.
Cultures of Resistance is a story of people in five continents who use photography, music, and film for change, from using graffiti and rap to fight government repression in Iran, to Burmese monks acting in tradition of Gandhi's take on dictatorship. Musicians reach out to slum kids in Brazil, ending in Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon.
Well, so basically commentary on how this, basically art is used to express opposition.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Once a month, even once a year. We are at this watershed of human evolution. We will either continue to work on the path of resource waste, resource monopoly, and therefore resource conflicts, and have no workable societies, or we will make a transition to resource prudence, conservation, equity, sharing, peace. If we don't change the path, there is no survival for the human species.
Peace for all Sudanese. Okay, that's the clip from Cultures of Resistance. And what night was that?
That's going to be on Thursday the 7th, and that'll be in the University of Regina.
Which room in the university?
Oh, that'll be in the Theater 119, okay. Near the Research and Innovation Center.
Okay.
That is the new lab building, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when you go in the Riddell Center, you hang a left and keep walking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I'm sure there'll be signs up and people directing and stuff like that.
For sure.
So
Yep. Yeah, well, like I said, these are our films. We've got the afternoon and evening films, and that will be all our films.
Oh, okay.
That we're shortcasting for the film festival, and they're all free. I just want to reiterate that, re-stress that, and refocus
they're
that.
They're all free. And they kind of lead up to a larger event.
Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, that leads up to the conference, which is going to be on the 13th. That's going to be Saturday the 13th. It's an all-day event, which starts off at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And that's going to be at the Luther College here in Regina.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So what sort of things can we expect to find at this conference? What's going to happen?
Well, we definitely have a number of events starting off, like as I mentioned, at 9 o'clock with breakfast. Oh, but actually, even before that, at 8 o'clock, we've got a free yoga session.
Yoga?
Mm-hmm.
And that's free?
And it's free. And everything in the event's free. Unless, of course, you'd like to have breakfast.
Right.
I think there's an option for you to pay for that. The yoga in itself is suitable for everyone, beginners or even someone who has no previous experience in yoga.
Right.
It's just something to unwind right before the conference starts. And as I mentioned, at 9 a.m., that's when we have the breakfast that's going to be available for purchase.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then at 10, we start off the welcome. And 10:15, we then start off our events with a panel discussion, which will be moderated by Nicole Huck from the CBC Radio. And it'll feature guests like Sarah Beamish, Hillary Holmes, Brenda Anderson, and Louise.
Oh, wow. That's a good name.
That's Simbandwe.
Simbandwe. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And then after that panel discussion, we then move into our first workshop. Okay, that'll be our morning workshop where our attendees could choose from three different workshops in that morning, and they are the history and introduction to amnesty. That's the first morning workshop. The second one they can choose from is the nourishing your activist spirit. And the third one they can choose from for that morning workshop session is social media for human rights. So we've got a huge selection.
Right.
For
and those are concurrent sessions.
Mm-hmm. Those are all concurrent sessions in the morning.
So you have to pick one.
Yep, just one. They're all going to run from 11 a.m. to 12:30. Mm-hmm. And then from 12:30, we're going to start off our lunch. And again, lunch will be available for purchase at the Luther College cafeteria. And that will lead us to our afternoon workshops.
So what's happening then?
Well, we've got different workshops that are occurring concurrently and in which people can choose from. Particularly, we have a panel discussion that's going to start at that time, particularly concerning stopping racism and sexist attacks against Indigenous women. So that's our panel discussion.
So is that a plenary session or is that just one of the options in the afternoon?
Oh, no, I believe it's one of the options for those workshops, one of the concurrent workshops in the afternoon. And that will have Judy Hodges, who is the president of the...
Oh, Hughes.
Yeah, Hughes, sorry. who's the president of the Saskatchewan Aboriginal Women's Circle Corporation. Then again, we have Brenda Anderson, who's one of the assistant professors in Luther College at University of Regina. And then we also have...
Brenda Dubois. Yes. Mm-hmm. We had Brenda here last week.
Last week.
Yes, talking about the vigil for mm-hmm. the Stolen Sisters.
Yeah, and then...
By the way, I'd just like to mention Amnesty is especially grateful to Brenda Anderson mm-hmm. for everything she's done to help us make this conference a success. So thank you very much, Brenda.
Thank you. And then, we're really thankful for her for that, making this conference come together. Just want to continue on one of the afternoon workshops that people can choose from. One I think will be pretty interesting will be one about the Middle East, North Africa region. So that will be interesting. And then we have the creative activism. And finally, another one which covers the refugee rights in Canada. So those are the three lunches workshop that people can choose from.
Yeah, that last one I think is going to be particularly interesting given the latest sort of news. We've got those two young foreign students who are basically the federal government is intending to deport them because of basically they broke rules and probably without really being aware of what the rules were, and then when they found out they immediately stopped doing the thing they were doing, which was their visa did not permit them to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were both working at a local store, and that's not permitted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are a lot of people, and there's been demonstrations and the sort of thing, people making representation on their behalf, that it's really a minor mistake. And yes, the rules have been broken, but it would make more sense and be more humane to impose a fine, some kind of penalty like that, and let the girls go on with doing what they came here to do, which was study, And we're trying to make that point to the federal government, but so far, I don't think there's been a meaningful response, mm-hmm. except to say, well, those are the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We're hoping for a more humane response.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So that's...
Yep, and just want to finish it off by noting that at 4 for the conference, we have, again, we have Sarah Beamish, as I mentioned earlier, the president of Amnesty International, giving the keynote speak. And at 6, we're actually having an evening with musical activism, and that will be in the Artful Dodger. And we'll be having drum sessions, so, you know, come down, play some drums. And hopefully we can all... Boy,
and if you have a drum, bring it.
Yes, bring it. and even if you have even never drummed before,
yes.
You know, we still hope you come down and there'll try. We'll have some extra drums for you.
Yes, there will be drums there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be invited to take part. Drumming's fun. I have a drum. You'll get to see my drum.
Oh, definitely like to see that. So I just wanted to note, again, if you wanted to get more details on these events, you just need to log in to getactivewithamnesty2012.wordpress.com, and you'll get all the information on the conferences. You'll also get links to the movies
mm-hmm.
and all the description of the movies that we just talked about a little earlier today. And yeah, and as we said, these things are all going to be available to the public
at
no charge, at no cost.
And we're really hoping for a lot of people to come out. Our organizers and planners have put countless hours in,
mm-hmm.
and we've had a lot of community support for this conference and for the film festival. So. Myself, I'm really looking forward to the films, you know. I'm not going to be able to make, I think, most of the noontime films. My noon hours are a little too hectic to allow that. But for a lot of people that have a real lunch hour and they've got a little bit of time to kill, what nicer way to do that? Bring yourself a brown bag lunch and head off to whatever venue it is to go and see the films. And I think it'll be a worthwhile experience.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we have for this week. So it's going to be a busy week. Hopefully people will turn off for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, just back to the people that have been doing the planning. I'm not sure, just this has been going on now for several months. You know, it's not the sort of thing that... that you just sort of decide one day you wake up and in a couple of weeks we're going to do this. But we've got a lot of people. Well, there's a core of people that have spent a lot of time on this, and we've got some really good cooperation from Amnesty International in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. And they've given us some of our materials, some of our presentation materials and that kind of statistics as well, so hopefully we'll be able to bring that or the conference.
Yep, they made quite a few contributions, and we do have some personnel from Amnesty in Ottawa, and it's great having Sarah Beamish here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, I think we'll call it good. Thank you very much, Brian, for coming in and helping me with this.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having me.
I really appreciate it. And I'm hoping that we have a very successful conference next weekend. So as we close this week's Human Rights Radio on CJTR Community Radio, we hope you've enjoyed listening to and have learned something new about human rights for all people. Our goal is to increase the awareness of and contribute to a discussion of human rights issues at home and around the world. To discover how you can contribute to the abolition of human rights violations, visit our website at amnestysaskatchewan.ca or check out our Facebook group at Amnesty International Saskatchewan and follow the links. Peter Benenson, the founder of Amnesty International, often said, "It's better to light a candle of hope than to curse the darkness."